What's up, y'all?
It's your girl AJ, and welcome to the Talk Your Shit Black Girl Podcast.
You ready?
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Just say it out loud to see how it feels. People say, don't say this, don't say that. Just say it out loud just to see how it feels. Weigh all the options. Nothing's off the table.
I also have a new TikTok that I go live on almost every night. And that TikTok is at TYS Black Girl. It should say Talk Your Shit Black Girl as like the header, but shit has an X instead of an I. Go ahead, follow me on there if you want to start tuning in. Oh my God. Get your words correct. Tuning in and interacting with me, guys. All right. This is just a warning. I have already been crying. So this might just be one of those podcasts where I'm crying. I just press start. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm terrified. I'm terrified of where life is going. I'm terrified of what's next. I'm terrified of what's possible. But I don't want to feel that way. I want to feel like I know everything will be okay. But we don't actually know that. And this, let me tell you, this could be, I'm thinking about stuff like this because my mom has premonition dreams. And she called me and told me something last night. And it really, it was something that I had already been dealing with and, you know, thinking about anyway. So I always believe her dreams like 100%. But it scared me. And now it has me sitting here like, how can I change my life? How can I do better? How can I be better? How can I just succeed at everything and not lack? And how can I change that dream? And how can I change my life? I sit here and I say that for a while I was doing exactly what I said I was doing. I was living life every day, just letting every day just be what it is, because you never know. And not to say that, you know, the dream wasn't like a dead dream or anything, but it was something very serious. But you never know when your last days on this earth is, and you never know, you know, when is your time, you know, to move forward and do things. And I know this is very morbid, but it's the fucking truth. It's one of those situations where it's like, hey, you need to do something now or live life now, because who the fuck knows if tomorrow or next year or 3 years will be, you know, that you're going to be able to experience it. I thought I was doing the right things as far as living my life and moving and living day by day. But I also feel like in that moment, I mean, like in that amount of time, even though I was living life day by day, I kind of just stopped doing things. and see, before I started living life day by day, I actually would plan. I made plans. I am a planner. And not only am I a planner, I have goals. And I feel like when I started living life day by day, yeah, it helped certain situations in my life. But I feel like I stopped being goal-oriented. Not fully, because in the back of my mind, I'm going to be a millionaire or at least 100,000-aire. More than 100,000-aire, but like six figures, you know. Like, I know it. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my soul. Like, that's what I'm supposed to be doing this lifetime. I'm supposed to be being myself and making money being myself and doing those type of things. So when I got that news, I had already was you know, in a little panic mode for the past few days, just thinking about stuff, having to deal with, like, for instance, my health and stuff like that. So it was very scary. It was very scary to hear that. It was very scary, you know, and I immediately, like, hopped into let's solve this mode, let's make shit happen. And sitting down with myself, like, I mean, I guess even since I hopped into let's go mode, I didn't get to sit down with my feelings. So I was beginning to, you know, do collective readings for TikTok and stuff like that, and record videos to put on TikTok. And then I immediately, like, started crying. I, like, called my mom. I was like, I just need for you to talk to God. I just need for you to talk to God. And I just need for you to see, like, if I do this, and this, like, do you see things changing? Like, all I want is success. All I want is happiness. All I want is good health. But I had been living in the moment for, you know, this moment that I have been. And I feel like I've been kind of, like, slipping away and losing myself. So, although living in the moment is a great thing, it's a great thing to solve, like, minor problems. It, like, you gotta also give a fuck, you know. I felt like in my situation, I kind of started living in the moment, and I feel like in my version of living in the moment, I stopped caring. And because I stopped caring, I'm kind of putting myself, like, in jeopardy. And Lord knows that's not what I want. That's not what I asked for. That's not what I asked for. That wasn't my purpose for that. I just realized that, hey, I wasn't happy because I was sitting here planning. But my planning gives me something to look forward to. So I don't know. I need to find a healthy balance. I need to find a fucking healthy balance because I don't know what to do. And it's also the fucking winter time. So with the winter, not only am I crying right now because of that, but also I feel like I've been fucking crying and emotional, like, since it started getting cold outside. And I did a teledoc visit the other day because I was like, look, doctor, I don't know what the fuck going on, but I mean, I need refills on some of my medications. But doctor, I'm also super emotional. I don't know if you can chunk this up to seasonal depression, but it's here. And he was like, yeah, he was like, you know, being that you're more, you know, you're more melanated, you're a black woman. During the winter times, we don't get enough UV rays, sunlight to, you know, give us that, what's he saying, dopamine, like, give us basically those happy fucking feelings. So that's why a lot of black people will go into like depression during the wintertime, because we're not getting enough of that. And I was like, look, I've always felt it during the wintertime. I know that during the wintertime is whenever I start going into my little moods and I just don't want to fuck with nobody. And he suggested maybe getting a UV ray lamp, and, you know, whenever I'm reading books and stuff or doing my tarot cards and this, that, another, shining the sitting under the UV ray lamp for a little while. And I was like, thank you, that's a good idea. He was like, also, do you take vitamins? And I'm like, yeah, I'm very big on vitamins. I'm very big on vitamins. I'm big on herbs. Like, give me anything supplemental, herbs, vitamins, anything that I can just help myself. So that's something else that I've been kind of going through as of lately. It's difficult, y'all. It's difficult. So I feel like because I'm so sad, and I try not to be sad. I try to find things that like, oh, hey, maybe it's just because you're watching a TikTok that made you emotional. Or maybe you just watching a movie or a show that makes you emotional. But it's been a lot lately. It's between like the months of like September-ish up until now. I have been, not September, October. It was whenever it started getting fucking cold up here. I felt it and I try to pull myself out of it. Like, I've tried not to keep slipping into this, but I feel like, y'all, seasonal depression is taking over. And it's making me not want to do things that I love to do. It's making me want to just sleep all the time. I know I need to get up and work out and eat right and do things, but I don't be having the fucking energy to do anything. And I know that I'm not alone, and that's the reason why. That is the reason why I turned on this mic, because, like, sometimes we're all people. We're all humans. Sometimes we all need that motivation. Like I tell y'all all the time when y'all slide into my messages and stuff like that, hey, thank you. Y'all don't understand how much y'all keep me going. Y'all keep me going so much. Especially when I don't want to go anymore. And it's not, I'm not speaking, you know, trigger warning. I'm not speaking like I want to be dead. No, that's not it at all. It's like, I don't want to be dead, but sometimes I just don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything. Sometimes life be fucking lifing, and I just want to lay down under the covers with my head covered and just sleep. Just sleep everything away. And I know it's depression. But it's crazy because I have so many things to be grateful for. I've accomplished more things as of lately and as of like this year and like this past year than I have for a long time. But yet, I don't understand why I can't seem to fully get out of the sadness, the anxiety. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on. How do we get out of this? I don't know. How are y'all doing? I mean, I know I'm not the only person that's feeling this way. I tell y'all this all the time. I come to y'all because I feel like, in a sense, we kind of all go through it Well, I mean, a lot of us go through it. These are feelings that I feel like I should have been releasing, but I kind of been holding it in and like a tear every now and then. But today I had to release it. I had to release it because it's been on my chest. It's been on my chest so much. Also, I was recording an episode like a few days ago, but then my girlfriend walked through the door and I completely stopped it and didn't even go back to it. There's a few episodes like that where I started recording and then she walked in and I was like, nah, I'm not doing this in front of her. So I feel like that be a problem sometimes. But I was challenged this week to write about who I am. And I was so stuck, y'all. I was so stuck. Because although I know the things that I want out of life and the things that I want to do out of life, how does that correlate with who I am? I feel like out of every single lesson or every single assignment that I've ever had to do in my life, I feel like this is one of the hard ones. And this is not even an assignment like I'm being graded or some shit. This is like, no, who are you? How? And I'm sitting here like, I was hoping to get that assignment done in that same day and just like, look, I know who I am. But how do you define who you are? I don't know. I don't understand. Like, what defines who you are? And look, I'm sitting here messing with a pen. How do you define who you are? What defines who you are? So when I sat there and I tried to write it out, in like paper format, I scratched that out and I was like, okay, let's go poetry. Let's go poetry. And I got a little bit on the paper, but I was like, okay, this is still not enough. All right, let's just start over. Let's scrap that. Let's start all over. And I started off with my name. I wrote my name on my iPad. On an empty note, my whole name in the middle of the page. And I, you know, you remember those outlines that you used to do in high school or like whenever you were, you know, in early college and stuff like that, where, you know, you put the subject in the middle, circle it, and then you draw lines outward and you give information, you know, stuff about that particular topic. I did it that way. And I put every word, and every time I think of a word, I go back to that document and I write on it and I add it to it. But then I still think about, I'm like, is this who I am? Or is this just what I want to be? Or y'all, that is the hardest assignment ever, especially whenever you know you're in a moment of like sadness. Like, do I put on there I'm a depressed person? No, but I'm not. I mean, you know, that's hard. Because now I'm sitting here like, okay, who the fuck am I? How do I define me? Where do I go with that topic? How do I tell someone who I am? Or even outside of myself, how do I, like, if I had to sell myself to somebody, how the fuck would I sell myself to somebody? And then it all comes, you know, makes me think that, hey, you know, kind of like I felt in the last episode that I posted. I think it just shows me that once again, I feel inadequate. like I'm not good enough. Like, I know all the things that I want out of life. I know what I can do, what I can make happen. But it goes back to me not feeling good enough, not feeling me being afraid of success. And it's not me being afraid of success for myself. It's me being afraid of what success might bring me. Which is opinions of other people. It always goes back to stupid fucking opinions of other people. And then that's whenever I start to realize, like, hey, maybe you don't know who you are because you lost yourself along the way. Maybe ever since you were a little girl, you always had to put on a mask to sort of exist, and you couldn't actually be yourself. Sometimes as an adult, almost 32 years old, whenever I enter a room of people, I don't, you know, fully be myself because I feel like I'm quirky. I feel like it's cliche to say, oh, I'm different. But I feel like I'm quirky, and I feel like the things that I like and I care about and stuff like that, they're different. It's different, and I'm not your average, typical black girl. I mean, I don't know. Especially from where I'm from. Where I'm from, I'm not like people from where I'm from. And that makes me, makes me weird. I mean, when I was younger, it made me weird. People definitely, it made me not like the norm. And it made me, like, I definitely had girls calling me white girl when I was younger. So even back then when I used to speak proper, I feel like I stopped speaking proper to conform to what the normal was. And now, you know, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I sound ignorant when I talk. And I don't want to sound that way. This is going everywhere. But I'm trying to figure out myself, y'all. I'm trying to figure out myself. I'm trying to figure out why am I crying. I'm trying to figure out why am I sad. I'm trying to just... Everything is just so fucking crazy. Life. This is life. This is what the fuck life is. Like, when does it get better? I thought they said our 30s get better. When is it? Is it not the 30s? Is it the 40s? Because, shit. Where? Oh, my God. And then I also go to wondering, like, hey, when I do succeed, because I'm getting there. Don't get me wrong. I feel like I'm getting there. 2-2-2-2 on the clock. Well, yeah, 22-22 on the clock, as I just said that. I feel like I'm getting there. But when I get there, does me getting to success stop the sadness? I don't know. I hope so. I really hope so. I really hope that this doesn't continue. Because I be healing and I be thinking that everything all good. But you know, they say healing is not linear. You do not stop healing. You're going to be healing for the rest of your life. Yeah, I understand that shit. I understand it. But fuck, can it at least give me a few years? Can it give me a few years? Can I have a few years of happiness? Can I have a few years where I don't feel like shit? Can I have a few years where I could just live my best fucking life and not have to deal with life's problems? That's it. That's it. I love it when you guys tell me, y'all get in my inbox and y'all tell me, I feel like I'm talking to my best friend. I feel like I'm listening to my best friend vent to me whenever I listen to your podcast. And because I be feeling the same way. And I'm like, oh my God. So you're going through the same shit I go through mentally. Am I just like your inner voice? If you made it this far into the episode, you've got to be feeling it like, yes, I understand everything you're fucking saying, bitch. I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all mean, y'all don't even know me and I love y'all. I don't even know y'all and I love y'all. Look, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this motherfucking shit. 2023 is coming to a motherfucking end. And we're going to get through this. 2024 is going to have to see us, right? They're going to have to see us and all of our glory, all of our happiness, and all of our success. And we're going to get through this. It's just this fucking winter. Winter is getting to us. Don't let winter get to you. Don't let winter get to you. I hope you guys have a great holiday season. I hope that you guys come out of whatever darkness you're going through. I'm gonna get through it. I'm gonna get through what I always get through. I always shake this shit. But I want you guys to know that you are important. Everything that happens to you happens for a reason. Everything that you lose it for a reason. Blessings are coming. Everything is going to be great. If you're not feeling that way right now, have some hope that it's coming. Do not give up. You are so loved. You are so absolutely loved. And keep going. Don't stop. Thank y'all for listening to me. I feel like this is another Dear Diary episode. That's what I'm going to name it again. Name this one Dear Diary. Thank y'all for listening. Bye.